Yesterday, I posted a short on spiritual wisdom versus man's wisdom. And I said, you cannot be filled up with God's wisdom, spiritual wisdom from on high, which is a download, which is an impartation, if you access man's wisdom. Discernment, the gift of discernment, comes from above. It's also true, if you operate in pride, you cannot receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. If we have any pride, it blocks the full access to the revelations, insights, impartations, and potential visitations of God the Holy Spirit through His angels and whatever support we need to do a very hard job, which is what Tree of Life Farms is, a very hard job. But it's not hard if we're doing it by heaven's impartations, heaven's downloads. It's easy if God is running the show by giving us the wisdom we need from above. It's literally a heavenly work, just like the rebuilding of the temple, the second temple. Just like the winds of Pentecost gave the apostles words, power, healings. It was all impartation. When Jesus sent out the 70, what did he do? Gave them authority over every force of evil, serpents, scorpions, sicknesses, all the bad stuff was dealt with as soon as they walked in the door. It wasn't them. It wasn't their humanness that did it. It was the impartation of the one, the Lord, the King, the Master, the Boss, Heaven's Boss, the Lord of Hosts, who imparted authority into these human souls. And He still does this today. It's not done through government. We're not going to win in Washington, D.C. We're not going to win at the university level. All we can do to these entities is to invade them from the outside through preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And what Tree of Life Farms sets out to do is to present a five sensory experience with words from heaven that show forth the Lord of Hosts and His original design for the earth. Harmony, happiness, health, beauty, human contact that is wholesome and good, the value of work, the value of producing food that is healthy to the soul, to the person. The touch, that interaction with God's earth, like going out in the woods or walking in a creek like I do, or just having cows all around you, eating grass, watching them produce milk, tasting that milk. All of that is sensory and felt. It's not intellectual. It's not a class in school. It's not a message in a church. But don't you think it's more powerful? Don't you think it can have a greater impact when we're fighting something like ChatGPT and all the advancements it's going to have, where it basically gives a human being everything it needs in the way of knowledge? Knowledge puffs up, right? Knowing a bunch of facts puffs up, but spiritual impartation comes through humility, renouncing pride, getting on our faces, laying down before the Lord.